Hi friends, let's start with chapter 10, case studies in distribution management. This is overall under our subject of distribution management that we are studying. Essentially through case studies, I am trying to give you an example or the exposure about what's really happening in the distribution management or the logistics functions, how various industries have utilized certain aspects to their advantage. We will do the case study on Dabbawalas of Mumbai. This is to gain an idea about the accuracy. We will do the case study on newspapers distribution across the country. This is for the speed as an objective. We will understand the case study on Walmart's. Very interesting. That's where, given a choice, I would like to spend a little more time than the other two, so to say. This is essentially with the objective that how that entire technology and IT integration can bring about the differentiator age, and you continue to remain world's number one. So let's move on. And Dabbawalas of Mumbai, it's a very old job in the city of Mumbai. Probably it's also there in a few other cities as well. Essence is to understand the accuracy, but accuracy in the light of complex cities in which they work. And essentially, Dabbawalas of Mumbai collect lunch and tiffin boxes from the houses of the people who ordered on them. It's not generally a daily contract or something. It's a monthly or an annual contract till each party terminates with the other. But during that time, day in, day out, till it is not a holiday or something, they come to pick up your dabbas. They ensure this dabba reaches the office where your husband or spouse is working. They ensure that they are collected and they ensure that it reaches your house back. So that's the deliverables of their daily dabba collection and distribution logistics. Now let's understand the spread of it. What I understand is there are about 5,000 dabbawalas who work on an average to service the 2 lakh customers a day, 2 lakh customers twice a day. So it's you can understand the task in itself. They cover this district of Mumbai, or what you say about area of something 70 kilometers, and in that it changes hands. So the dabbawala who picks up the dabba from your house is not the same who delivers at your spouse's office. So in between there are transit points or an exchange points where the dabba gets changed through a different guy, and then it reaches. So in between it changes hands also. This particular dabbawala, estimated this thing is about 5 crores rupees as an annual turnover. So let's move on to understand them in a way they go about doing this. Entire operation is a zero documentation. There is no documentation, verbal award to start distribution of the dabba collection and distribution. They start this. An error factor of 1 in 80 million transactions. So you can understand that accuracy that they have arrived for themselves. And so 1 in a year, 4 lakh transactions per 200 days per year is equal to 80 million. So on an average, they make one mistake in a year. So that's the accuracy level that they have achieved for them, just simply using those innovative, true to themselves, kind of a coding system. It has an incoming logistics, so that is a collection of collecting your dabba and reaching out it to the stations. So they essentially use Indian Railway local service to their advantage. All station points are there, point of reaching the collected dabba. From there, it makes the onward journey. The whole process of the operation, as the thing is, there is a point where the dabba gets exchanged. So I am staying in Thana. I have dabba for Thakudwar or say Girgaon. I have another dabba for say Nariman Point. Okay. So what happens then? So it's the Thana dabba comes to the Thane railway station. From there it comes to the Dadar. Dadar is one major exchange hub where dabba for Thakudwar is placed on the western line, where the guy has to get down at the Churney Road, while for the Nariman Point, it's placed in a bunch which has to be unloaded at the Churchgate station. So that's how the whole point works. If there is a dabba which has to go to, say, for example, Ghatkopar, etc., so then that Sion, this thing will get terminated at Ghatkopar, and Ghatkopar station onwards, it gets into the another mode of dispatch where it reaches the offices in Ghatkopar. So this is how that collection midpoint or the point of exchange, and from point of exchange to point of dispatch, point of dispatch to onward distribution at offices and all. And same this thing is followed to collect the dabba bag and reach it to the house of the person whom we are serving. So outbound logistics of course involves scheduling the transport, handling the deliveries and dabba jaane. So service, homemade food delivered on time, consistency and reliability is their hallmark, and accuracy with which they deliver the dabba at the right location. They often use things like long wooden crates or cycles, etc. Hand carts are also used, etc. Unique coding system is the hallmark. This unique coding system really has everybody amazed, yani, which nobody has probably been able to unlock it even today. But the guy who reads it, the dabbawala who reads it, exactly knows where this dabba is going. You know, so that's that. So that's the skill that these guys have acquired. Distribution model used, as we call this, is a nook spoke hub spoke nook. Yani. Nook, you have heard about earlier the hub and spoke model. Hub is the location larger where various things unite, and then it gets so large trucks move the target cargo to the metro, and from say Bhiwandi, small LCV carried goods across Mumbai. So that's a spoke model. Here there is a nook spoke hub spoke nook model. Nooks are those residences or the buildings in which these guys go. Of course, it's not a hub, yani, or it's a spoke model. So from there, it comes to a nearest station, etc. From nearest station, it comes to an exchange center, which is a hub. From there, it goes again to the spokes, that is Churchgate or Churney Road, as I told you. And from there, again, the nooks. Yani. So it reaches the office or it reaches the home precisely. So that's a nook spoke hub, spoke nook model. Managing distribution of the dabbawalas, like they generally get into the journey and load planning. So they exactly know how much of one guy is currently occupied with carrying, underutilized, overutilized, etc. Not only for the guy who's collecting the dabba, but entire that network that is at the exchange point, at the station point, how much is the task and the load and the people employed. That's a very set way of their calculation. The journey plans are also in place. So journey plan naturally covers the collection point, from there the onward journey point, from there the exchange point to further onward journey point, the dispatch point, and from dispatch point to the destination point. So that's a very clear this thing that they work upon. They work on that plan. So if they have to start any new area, etc., this is prepared first, and then according to the resources looked at, and then which resource from the existing system can be freed if suppose they feel that somewhere there is underutilization, or they need to bring in more dabbawalas, so more skilled dabbawalas are brought in as the case may be. Then the whole scheduling. So dabba, if it has to reach at the Kolaba originating from Kalyan or say Thane, so then at what time at Thane this dabba needs to be get collected so that it can reach the Kolaba office by 12:45, 1 kind of thing, so that the person who's hungry there can have the timely meal. And then at what time the collection onward return collection will be started so that the dabba can reach the residence of that house by say 7, 8, 8:30 or so. So that's what the entire scheduling is all about. Very flat structure, but more skilled manpower. They do have something like maldar, or as they say, like, you know, supervisors, etc. They practice this unique coding system known only to them, and mostly the use of public transport. Otherwise, conventional transports like that cart, or say like head-held system that they use, etc. So that's how public transport is. Mostly the railway is their lifeline or backbone, as they say, because railway across Mumbai is also available. Harbour Line, Trans Harbour, your Central, Western, etc. And they cover a major part. Now you have metros and all coming up. We'll have to see as to how they integrate themselves with the metro, etc. As the time goes by, will metro allow, and those are the other aspects that needs to still be revealed to us. So that's what their distribution management happens. So we have seen that accuracy is a result of, so to say, the unique coding system, and this journey planning, scheduling, load planning, clarity about the collection point, exchange point and distribution points, etc. Enables them to achieve that remarkable accuracy, 1 in 80 million transactions failure. So that's the note with which we move on to understand newspaper distribution. Essentially, we are trying to understand the speed at which this is delivered. You have 7 o'clock and your mind starts wondering whether you have received the newspaper. If it is 10 minutes, 15 minutes late, you start really getting upset as to why the newspaper has not come, etc. Given that scenario, think of newspaper being manufactured few miles away or few kilometers away or maybe in another city, and how it is reaching you. So that's a subject matter of learning. Morning editions are generally printed at early night or midnight, etc. Then they get into the rule of farthest first jane. So if say the Times of India is supposed to reach it up to say Daisar, etc., beyond which that another edition reaches, those are, so they, what Times of India VT, say CST, does is the farthest first. So like entire distribution is designed in such a way that the Daisar, this thing will reach first, and followed by say Borivali, followed by Mahim, Bandra, etc. So it's been designed in that way. They have the agents or the distributors who are available to collect the loads of those areas. Otherwise, they have their network, and or they have their spine, or they say they have their distributors who are aligned in a specific areas. And so the goods collected, goods are also arranged nowadays in a way to cater to certain areas effectively. So they are packed also in such a way, packed are coded in such a way that each one knows what this is for and where it is for. And where it has to be unloaded, and from there where it has to go, etc. Again, they use also the Nook spoke, hub spoke Nook model. So that's where, that's the essence of this particular distribution model. They practically use again most of the transport modes, right from cycles to three wheelers to tempo, LCV, HCVs, trucks, buses, railways, and including planes also. So even airlines are used to deliver the goods to the next city and where the distribution takes place. So this is the way the newspaper distribution goes about. In the initial phase, however, they use the speedy transport modes. So in the initial stage, they will not get into like handcart or a three-wheeler to reach it to the churchgate station, etc. No, it's like there you try and use the fastest mode, their tempo will deliver it to the churchgate, load it in the luggage compartment. The guy will dump the material at every station. There is a guy who collects that, and it goes on. You know, that way the guy who collected it, say Dadar station, will then take it to the hub where other people are gathered. So when this bundle reaches, it is separated area wise. So from Dadar goes to the Hindu colony, Dadar it goes to say Naigaon side, etc. So there are, that's how, but even prior to that, the pre-sorting is done. Essentially, newspaper do not put like, Mumbai, Times of India in that, the Bombay Samachar in that, the Mumbai Mirror, no. You often get the delivery at your home is with the Times of India with the supplement inside. All this thing has been done by the local distributor's guy quickly, promptly, and then they move on to either cycle, three-wheeler as the case may be, and they go society to society. The number of people are selected in such a way that density is worked out, that each one can distribute how many in an hour or so. That's the general time duration, hour and hour within which the distribution gets over. So accordingly, the number of people who work for that agent, and they spread themselves out and do it. Flat structures, generally distributor agents and sub agents are there. Today they use lot of the station based stalls also, because that's also one more channel through which they sell a number of newspapers, etc. So even those guys are roped in. Nowadays they are talking of taking their help, which has been happening also. To reduce the delay in transit, etc. As I told you, now the newspaper printing agencies only, companies only help this by arranging, because it is possible for them to mechanically do it faster than anybody else doing it manually. So entire packing and all is codified so that the distribution onward is more easier and speedier. Main addition and arranging the same, I have told you, break bulk of the cargo is done in the onward journey. So that's the role of a distributor or the agent or the sub-agent who do that. Railway station stalls play a crucial role, I already mentioned. So friend, we have understood the speed with which the newspaper distribution take place and the overall their distribution setup that makes this thing possible. Now let's move on to understanding what is Walmart supply chain and how they have become and they have maintained their competitive edge and they remain number one. You know, when it comes to such online store business, etc., or the retail store business, so to say, Walmart has a clear goals, and their goal is to provide customers with the goods they wanted, whenever they wanted, wherever they wanted, at cheapest of the cost, yani prevailing rate vis-a-vis the others. Focus is on therefore developing the entire cost structure that allows them to minimize the inefficiencies and get the price as low as possible so that same can be passed on to the consumers. Concentrate on developing a more highly structured and advanced SCM, supply chain management, they realize is going to be their differentiator, and they must do everything to retain their edge in the supply chain management, and therefore they have exploited everything that is available on the technology front, available on the IT front, etc., to their advantage. And that advantage, they are passing it on to consumer in the form of a reasonably priced goods. That's why consumers are flocking Walmart's wherever they are there and in operation. Walmart has a shred the link and shorten the supply chain approach. So their first belief or their first catalyst to their success is their belief that they must shred the link and shorten the supply chain. So links and, you know, supply chain timelines, the modes, etc., according to them, are not constant. They are not supposed to be constant. They are supposed to be continuous improvement points. As a result, they continue to look at what can be given up, what can be removed, what can be deleted from their existing process, existing systems, what can new be introduced, etc. So they believe in that so strongly. So they always find a way to remove chains from the links. So there is some way, goods going from this to this place, then to this to this place, etc., and then finally reaching consumers. They try to find out, is there a better way to reach this to consumers? So the chains or unwarranted nodes, etc., are removed, and accordingly the goods are trying to reach the consumers in the shortest, in the fastest and the economical way. Work directly with the manufacturers to cut the cost and become more efficient in managing the supply chain. So as I told you probably earlier that there is a concept called, you know, bringing the producers in to manage. So Walmart's, because of the volume that they command, they have questioned why we should get the product from the manufacturer in our godown and then arrange to send it back to the market, while it is possible for the manufacturer with that kind of a quantity level to directly service the market. So they have gotten directly in touch with those manufacturers whom they place large orders. These manufacturers takes care of supplying goods to the market. So it is in their dual interest that one, they should not lose the order, they should not shortchange, short supply, etc. Vis-a-vis the manufacturer, the producer is assured that goods turnover is inventory turnover is much faster if they make themselves efficient. So that will give them the required mileage in their business, etc. Introduce the vendor management inventory concept, making manufacturers responsible fully. So here earlier this thing was more related to the logistics and distribution, etc. They have now gone and invested heavily in IT and network connectivity, etc. So much so, and they have done all the back end. So the moment if the Walmart in say Borivali various stocks go down to a particular level, etc., respective manufacturer will get the alerts. He in turn also his local distributor will get alert. Their back end processes are sorted. the local distributor knows that he has to supply the goods to the Walmart, maybe Walmart consumers directly, etc. So this is how they have made the use of vendor management inventory concept, using the IT, the power of IT to their advantage. Implement cross docking. Most places, if you see now during my conversation, you would have realized that they ultimately are the middlemen. And now, having done that, should they always get the goods well in before the expected order, this thing, stock it, then do they have to take a care of the goods, and then do they process the perishable goods, and then do they have to, you know, do the other arrangement that is needed for the onward transportation, etc. They have realized that the answer to this should be no when they looked at the way to make the supply chain remove certain unwarranted nodes, etc. So most places, as I understand, in Walmart's entire supply chain, the cross-docking systems are practiced. Cross-docking, when I say, from the agriculture warehouse, so when the goods are reaching, there is always a truck or there is always a vehicle ready. So from one truck or from the cart, when the goods are getting unloaded, the same gets loaded into the another truck who moves miles and miles to deliver the goods to the other locations. Even if their cross-docking is done, so part of that load, if it has to go to the other center, then that also is carried out. So in a way, using the cross-docking approach to the logistics management or the distribution management, they minimize having any inventory at their any of the distribution or a warehouse centers. Consider strategic vendor partnerships, etc. So they have reached also one level above. It's worth reading more in the books as such, but here the all vendors have become their strategic partners, where Walmart doesn't have to get into issues of storing, stocking, supplying, servicing, etc. Here the whole this thing has been borne by the respective vendors, because one is the level of the business that they get, the kind of logistics and distribution advantage that they get, which results into significant cost reduction, therefore their margin being better. Part of that is being shared with Walmart's, etc. And part of them is done to build their customer end relationship, etc. So all put together, Walmart is entering wherever and whenever possible in a strategic vendor partnership. So what happens is, like, Walmart becomes the umbrella, this thing, brand who just manages to sell the product, induce the customer to buy the product, etc. Rest, as much as possible, things are managed by their respective vendors, more proactively. Earlier, Walmart was doing all these things, but these are all the evolution-based changes that they brought in the supply chain management system. So, what are the best practices that they have adopted? Strategic vendor partnership, when I said. So, in that, what happens? Source the goods directly from the supply or the manufacturing points. So, get the best from the place where it is produced best. So, you get not only the large quantity, you get the best price and the best quality. Make vendors your strategic partner means you share various things with them. Be clear, transparent. Each one knows what he is getting, what he is losing, etc. And each one knows final trade-off for him, etc. Attend to inefficiencies. That's the hallmark of their success. Streamline supply chain management construction. Construct a communication channel in so strong that relationship between various nodes and various network partners become more streamlined. It generates auto response from them, because each one has an interest in taking action which is ultimately helping them to serve the final customers. All aspects of like supply, global warehouses, etc. are taken care of either by the Walmart or resorting to that manufacturer based or the vendor based approach, wherein their existing warehouse and existing distribution systems, etc. are maximize or optimize for use for the Walmarts, to their advantage. So this is like a real partnership that is bringing a benefit to both the parties. Most advanced infra, they have today the most advanced infra. So like, look at the innovation post technologies are introduced, saving scatter or RFID, etc. So here RFID or barcodes, others are just using it for just scanning and inventory management and tracking, etc. They have gone one step ahead, and that's what they have utilized to their advantage, where consumers who is at Walmart using this program, Savings Catcher, etc., are able to better view the offers and all available to them. As a result, they are able to maximize their benefit. And this is visible in their old stocks and new stocks not remaining in their network beyond a point, etc. Or rather, they have noticed that this products with new RFIDs and product with newer attached barcodes, etc., move faster than the one which is having old barcodes or which is not having a RFID in it, etc. Because due to all this advanced technology, they were able to create a picture for the consumers in a way that consumers were able to decide what is good for him. And decision being faster, the consumer was more or less driven towards acquiring the product rather than, you know, getting into further evaluation, etc. Retail links connectivity, they have created a mammoth database collection for themselves, wherein all these data are collected, compiled, they are tracked, and forecasting is done in real time. So all those nooks and nodes, etc., from where the goods are sold, their supply levels, their minimum order levels, safety stock, seasonal demand patterns, all are so stored and compiled and analyzed in such a way that system starts triggering need for procurement, need for movement, need for cross docking, those things. They get into that handling mode of information. So information is not merely just collected and stored, but it is utilized using advanced algorithm, maybe AI, etc. So that's the advantage that they've created for themselves, and all these things in a real time. So you can see the time efficiency and, you know, market efficiency that they gain out of it. Yeah. Suppliers within the supply chain synchronize their demand projections under a collaborative planning. So all these things are real time when it's happening. It is happening in a collaborative way where every aspects are detailed, discussed in advance, and action to be taken, clarification to be sought from where, or say escalation to be done to whom, etc., are in place, so that each manufacturer who has, say, like Samsung got a large order to supply, say, 800 mobile phones to the Kolkata. Now, that they will do it in the way that they are aware that how they have to do it, what they have to do it, where they have to reach it, etc. Every time those informations are not needed. If there is a say like as per their policy, minimum order this thing is 1000, so that 800 is asked for. So what do we do about the 200? So even those aspects are locked in well within the management and the technology solution part, so that clear store level point they can see, and what is going to be the picture at a store level, godown level, the nodal points they can clearly see, and based on that, actions are taken. These actions help them to really be prompt to the market conditions, and all this thing being connected with networks like satellite network, etc., gives them the different edge altogether. Yeah. They really work on that real time and auto generated response based entire operation is. Yeah. Visible result, if I and you have to really understand, does it help Walmart's? As you can see, they have achieved the distribution cost as merely 1.7% of its cost of sale, vis-a-vis any superior competitor next to them still struggles at 3.5 to 5%. So Kmart is another competition, their distribution cost to the sale is 3.5%, Sears is 5%. So you look at why they are losing itself on the distribution cost, the margin is accordingly lower. 16% reduction in out of stock incidences. So being so large, out of stock incidences unke wahan bhi probably were happening, but now they see that 16% reduction in the out of stock incidences means customers got what they wanted. 16% of the customer got they wanted. If you translate into value, it may be in million rupees, etc. This has become possible after the RFID, because RFID was able to send signal, create a link with the network. Customer on other end can see this product is available, not available, where it is available. So all those aspects, and then get into ordering or not ordering, etc. It was not a scene where they do not have an idea about product not being available and customer orders it, then you get into a tussle over a period which leads to the loss of order, etc. The products using electronic product code were replenished 3 times as fast as the other barcode technology. So the, as you can see that the product with RFIDs and product with the new barcode technologies were replaced three times vis-a-vis the older technology barcode products, etc. Now this is because not only their management was smooth, customer end interaction also was better. Customers were able to get a clarity about the availability of the stocks, etc. As a result, the exchange was much better. Yani, customer was happy to order kind of thing and then happy to receive goods when delivered to him. That led to a very good customer service level. So he comes again and again to you. So that's the advantage of using the technology. The visible result is, say, in front of us. So friends, we have studied in this chapter, which was more a case study based, Dabbawalas, the newspapers and Walmart's supply chain management, technology and IT bandwidth driven success story. Thank you.